civil religion elevates certain events, documents, ideas, people, symbols, to the level of a national religion in the sense, in the very strict sense of a religion binding a community together. Now, there's another side to civil religion, and it's the side that I'm more interested in as a historian and a writer and a teacher. The other side has the most effect on Christianity. Civil religion takes religion and borrows from it or appropriates from it. Think about how many images from the Old and New Testament, how much of the language of the Old and New Testament has been appropriated by America, and that started way back in colonial times. A phrase like God's new Israel, a chosen people, the phrase city on a hill, these words are taken from their original sources, and this might be a little provocative, but taken away from their rightful owners and turned to new purposes. And what I'm looking mostly at is turned to the purposes of the modern nation state. So it's civil religion in that sense, the appropriation of religion for the purposes of the state.